begin the current daf, Masech this time, the davah, we begin on the base, we begin on the master, begin with the Gemara, the Azlei Atigra. What does it mean that these Namushis, that they go Atigra? Pershachim B'maklis, they go with a walking stick. And the Shon Malim, and that's what they lean on. Omar, and the one who is saying this commentary, says, the Taguma Machzik B'Pelech, the Aramaic translation of Machzik B'Pelech, holding on to a Pelech, that says, B'Yayim, it says, Hayi B'Atigra, that again, he's leaning on his stick. So we see that this word tigra means a stick. Kinnik says not to begin with zigmar b'shvila rishus in the permitted paths. Pirish, what does that mean? It means b'derech she'asu derech hasadus v'akram. It means these paths that are made through fields and the vineyards, but people are not particular. People walk through there. Kinnik says not to begin with zigmar shetir b'vishnia until it comes down the second series of rains. Now, only up until then, but mekama elch maskalu, from that point onwards, it actually harms the grain that people would walk over there, because then it starts to grow, and therefore one cannot walk there anymore. Next says master begin with the gemara nasi nenen b'sofen. Until how long could you have pleasure and burn b'tevin b'kashal shvius with the straw and the stubble of the shmitir? Pirish, Tais explains, meaning what are we talking about? B'shan the shminis b'chulu, talking about in the eighth year, etc. Now, obviously, then b'svile. So obviously, he holds like Commander Amar, like the one who holds svichizra mutarm, that the aftergrowth of the grain is permitted. And we're saying, up until how long? Because obviously that it is permitted in the eighth year. Now, it says actually the aftergrowths, even they grow on their own, of the grains are forbidden. Mikra, dehain, linizalin, that stuff in the pasuk, it says, oh, we're not planting, we're not gathering, we're not planting, we're not gathering. That obviously says that, oh, because the svichim are usher. So tzoch, let me have to say, the mukul of hemtul l'chayi, that he explains the pasuk, that it says that as long as the animals could eat, that's how long you could eat, but when they can't, you cannot. So Kiva says that the Svichiz Ram are Aser, so this pasuk that's saying it's permitted, he has to say it's B'Svichi Elanus, must be the aftergrowths of the tree, not of the grain, and therefore B'Lav Davka Tavua Kama, so it's not necessarily when we say Tavua, like we usually translate, it means grain, and like Tavua Sekem means like the produce of the vineyard, Hayin Elanus, that means trees. Again, I was Svich Israel Masum, but according to him, the aftergrowths of the grains are forbidden. We only said this if it's before the Otzar of the evening. In other words, what does that mean? Shiyaru de Gisham, that if it rained Koidim Krishma Shal Arbis before the Krishma of the evening, then it's Gishmi Bracha, because you don't have Otzar Es HaShemayim. But if the rain came before the Krishma of the morning, then they would have this problem of Atzar, that it says that the clouds of the morning, there's no substance in them, like it says that your kindness is like the clouds of the morning, that's nothing, and so therefore, it's only before the Krishma of the evening. The words of Gemara, and those that say, Loi Bayri Tarbitzi, that in a year, that if it doesn't rain so much, that she'en hagina sudei kimizroim, that then the gardens are not empty from seeds, because the norm is to plant when it doesn't rain so much, for example, like vetch, which doesn't grow when there's too much water, so therefore the gardens are not empty from seeds when it doesn't rain that much.